Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. This is massive breaking news out of Meta. I know I've been releasing a lot of Meta-related podcasts lately, and they have been on absolute fire. But this one, I believe, is one of the biggest stories. And that is that Meta has just announced, in partnership with Microsoft as their preferred supplier, that they are going to be open sourcing the Llama 2 model. Now, for those of you that don't know, Llama 2 is Meta's equivalent model to ChatGPT 3.5. So not GPT-4, more than GPT-3, but about 3.5. But the thing that is amazing about this is they're open sourcing it. So they are literally giving away the equivalent of ChatGPT 3.5 for free. So for any developers or businesses that are currently integrating AI, of course, they're all very familiar with the fact that they have to go and, you know, you gotta pay for every single API call that you use to ChatGPT. It can get pretty expensive. And the fact that they're now able to go and put, you know, use something like Microsoft Azure, they said they're going to be on Hugging Faces and also on AWS in the near future. But the fact that you're going to be able to go to any of those platforms and run this new Llama 2 model is going to be absolutely incredible. It's going to be, right, you're getting this whole thing for free and all you're paying for is the compute cost, which is going to be very, very low. So they said people can start applying to get access to it. And I think what's really, really crazy, because it doesn't stop there, the news gets pretty crazy. I think all of this was recently announced at Microsoft's Inspire event. And so, you know, they kind of did it saying, hey, look, we're partnering with Azure. They're a preferred supplier. They're going to put it on all the other ones, but they're saying Azure is like the preferred supplier. And I'm assuming that the partnership there is going to get some sort of special perks. And then in addition, I think they do it because, I don't know, maybe they decided Microsoft was their player instead of Amazon or Google, who are all doing, you know, similar things. But okay, the crazy news does not stop there, because actually at the same time, Qualcomm announced that it's going to be working with Meta to bring Llama to laptops, phones, and headsets starting next year. And they're going to have AI-powered apps that work without relying on cloud services. So essentially, you could have an application, an AI application like an image generator, and it's not going up to the cloud to try and generate some sort of AI image for you. It's literally doing all of that processing on your phone, on your laptop, or on your, you know, VR headset, which I think is absolutely insane, because that is going to be, again, another massive cost savings for any developers and any companies that are working in AI, right? Because right now, the big cost that you have is these API calls to OpenAI. I've heard some companies paying 30% of their operating costs are going to OpenAI if it's a real heavy thing. So this is going to be massive. It's not just the fact that, okay, look, we can switch and get on Microsoft Azure and get like, you know, a 10th or 100th of the price, perhaps. Now it's literally going to be free. Like, processing is going to be free. It's just going to be done locally on a user's device, whether that's their phone or their laptop or their headset or whatever. And that's all thanks to Qualcomm, who's, you know, specifically integrating this. Something that Meta has been absolutely amazing at so far is the fact that they're able to build these models that use way, way less processing power. Like, I can't explain to you how incredible it would be to get something like GPT 3.5 on your running locally on your phone instead of having to go over to, you know, OpenAI's data center and run just like astronomical amounts of compute through it. So this is actually a really, really big move. So what's interesting is They said Llama 2 is actually trained on 40% more data than Llama 1, right? So they initially launched Llama 1 earlier this year, maybe back in February, if I'm not mistaken. And a few days before or after they launched it, the code for it was actually leaked to 4chan. And so people were able to essentially get the code for that. And I think at this point, the cat's kind of out of the bag and Meta could try to lock down this next version. But realistically, they were open sourcing the last version, so they open sourced this version as well. And I think they're doing this in a big play to beat ChatGPT. They know their only hope of beating ChatGPT at this point may just be to make this thing open source, free, everyone can use it. And this is the original concept of OpenAI, right? It's interesting hearing from Sam Altman. He's like, no, like, I've heard him go on a bunch of podcasts and be like, hey, should I open source GPT-4? What do you think? And he's like, well, ultimately, we're not going to do that. Okay, obviously, he got $10 billion from Microsoft. He's not going to do that. He needs to like kind of maintain this. And also, on the other hand, some people think this is strange because like, why would Microsoft be partnering with Facebook so hard when they know this product potentially could kill their OpenAI investment? And I think the response is obvious. Microsoft wants to be on the winning team and they want their Microsoft Azure platform to benefit. They know ultimately OpenAI is a boon for Microsoft Azure because if OpenAI is on Microsoft Azure and all of this processing and compute is going through their platform, it's going to be, you know, they're going to be the cloud provider that's doing all of that. So they're going to make the benefits. But if they were to, you know, shun someone like Llama from Meta and be like, no, you're a competitor, you know, we don't want to do the partnership. Okay, great. Google Cloud would snap them up and then Microsoft would just lose all of that. And if Llama ends up beating ChatGPT, then all of a sudden Microsoft just loses out on a massive segment. So I think Microsoft is really just at this point trying to woo anyone they can. We've seen they put some heavy investments into Inflection AI, which is another player that's like ChatGPT. So now they have their Inflection, their OpenAI, and their Llama partnerships. And between the three of them, I think Microsoft Azure is going to be very set to see some very, very steady, solid growth on its cloud computing platform. So I think that's going to be a massive win for Microsoft as well. In their press release, they kind of explain the decision to open Llama up as a new way to give businesses, startups, and researchers access to what they say is more AI tools. And really, I think this is something that's going to allow for a lot more experimentation just as a whole community. So according to Meta, this is obviously trained on a much larger data set. And they say that it actually includes information from publicly available online data sources. It also says that this outperforms a lot of other LLMs like Falcon and MPT when it comes to reasoning, coding, proficiency, and knowledge tests. And so I think what's really impressive here is just the fact that, you know, Meta says it wants to improve safety and transparency. And so I think that this, you know, this Llama 2 model has been red teamed or tested for safety by generative adversarial prompts to facilitate model fine tuning. And they've done this both internally and externally. So Meta really has tested this new Llama 2 model for safety. And of course, I think this is really important. If they're going to be open sourcing this thing, they want to make sure that this isn't, you know, some diabolical AI that's going to ruin humanity, which of course it's kind of left to be said if it is, but it appears that they have put a lot of resources and efforts to ensure that that doesn't happen. They specifically said in a statement, "We believe an open approach is the right one for the development of today's AI models, especially those in the generative spaces where the technology is rapidly advancing. Opening access to today's AI models means a generation of developers and researchers can stress test them, identifying and solving problems fast as a community." So I think this is really massive news. I think it's got a lot of big implications for AI in general. I think OpenAI better watch out because this is big. This is the biggest one. This is the equivalent of almost like Google Bard being open source. Not Google Bard being free, but Google Bard being open source, meaning anyone could, you know, theoretically take Google Bard and run it. And eventually, like, this is crazy because if it's open source and Qualcomm's trying to make this thing so it can run on devices, like, you could grab this open source model and have your AI applications running on people's personal laptops and phones and headsets. Absolutely insane. Some massive, massive implications, because ultimately what this is going to do is make it so that a lot of AI businesses that were not viable from a financial perspective or standpoint before will absolutely be viable, right? So something that maybe doesn't make a ton of money, but it's super, super helpful, is now going to be a completely viable option if it's running locally on a device. I'm super excited to see where this goes. I think this has got some massive potential, so we'll definitely be following this story very closely.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.